Welcome to Story Chats at Inspi Romance. I'm Elizabeth Madry, and I'm here with my two co-hosts.
I'm Narelle Atkins.
And I'm Valerie Comer.
And Mandy Blake is back with us again tonight. And if you missed her last time, we're going to go ahead and read her bio so you can hear all the wonderful things. Mandy was born and raised in Alabama, where she lives with her husband and daughter, but her Southern heart loves to travel. Reading has been her favorite hobby for as long as she can remember, but writing is her passion. She loves a good happily ever after in her sweet Christian romance books and loves to see her characters' relationships grow closer to God and each other. Thanks so much for coming back again, Mandy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so today we are talking about small towns. There is a lot of romance set in small towns, so it seems like it's a reader favorite. And so we definitely needed to do at least one episode about it. I suspect we may find that this is one where, again, we need to come back around before too much longer and hit up some new small towns. So what is it, before we jump into book recommendations, what is it that you think makes small towns such a favorite setting? Mandy, you want to go first?
Oh, I grew up in a small town and I still live in a small town. So I love it here. And I think the sense of community is really strong. Everyone knows everybody, and that can be a bad thing, but it can also be a good thing because people remember your low times and your high times. So I always enjoy running into people at the store. My husband still thinks it's weird because he's from a larger city. He's like, how do you know everybody everywhere we go? So that's always fun when he's like, you have to stop and talk to everybody. I'm like, yes, I do. So I also love that I could just call anybody that I know is close if I need help. Say, hey, I need a hand.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I think that all of those things really show in small town romance, especially when you have a lot of people, friends and relatives and people who know everybody, kind of coming together to push people together in lots of cases.
Yeah.
There's usually a little bit of a drama behind the scenes or something like that that's also tying into the story.
Yes. All right, Valerie, what about you?
It's definitely that community feeling and knowing your neighbors. And like you say, that can be good and bad, right? That shared history as well, I think. Your family may go back a long way with the neighbor's family, generations even. And I think part of what makes it appeal to readers is that it seems to them like it might be a simpler life than the one they're leading. A bit less rat race, perhaps, and more just comfortable and down home. Yeah. It might be an illusion, but
yeah.
No, I can vouch for that. It's very, very true. Like, I love being able to get home from work in the evenings and while I'm parking my car, talk to my neighbor, say, hey, how was your day? Catch up, things like that. And I mean, like, you just kind of don't rush for anything. It's great.
All right, Narelle, what about you?
I think small towns often have really interesting and quirky characters in the books. And I think that also comes down to everybody knows everybody else. And I'm a city girl, so I've never lived in a really small country town. And so I find them quite fascinating to visit and to sort of, it's really like an escape into a completely different world for me when I pick up a book that has a small town. And depending on what's, are we defining our size of small towns or just generically?
We should, because I think small town means something different to everybody. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it seems to me like I remember Beth once talking about that she'd been to Spokane, Washington, which is one of my nearest big cities. And she's like, yeah, it's a nice small town. So, no, it's not a small town. The definition is other.
Yeah. Did you want to define small town, Narelle?
I think for me, it's like that's somewhere I would go on vacation to holiday. rather than actually, as I said, I've never lived in a small town. I've lived in a small community that's probably 40, 50 kilometers outside a major city. That's probably the closest I've come to living in a small town. And that community was quite tight knit, but I wouldn't call it a small town because you could just get on a train in half an hour, you're in the middle of the city. That has millions of people in it. So it kind of doesn't count. But I just find small towns just really charming to visit. And I enjoy writing in small towns because it's just something that's so different to my normal experience of life.
Right, when I was growing up, I lived in a tiny town, and we would talk about another nearby town and we would say, well, they don't have a traffic light. And we do. One traffic light was our defining, who's small, who's large.
So the traffic light made you a big town?
A bigger town.
Bigger than
a
town. Small town. Excellent.
I know coming home from work when I had the day job and if you ever had to stay at the stoplight for two whole times, it was like traffic jam in the city and you take forever to get home. So yeah, small town. These are the problems we have in a small town. Sitting at the traffic light for two whole times because somebody couldn't make that left turn and get out of the way.
Okay. Tragic. All right. I think you probably hit on everything that I was going to say about what makes small town so exciting is that sense of community. I was thinking of the TV show Cheers, which is not in a small town, right? It's in Boston. But that idea where you have a place where everybody knows your name, but in the small town, it's like the whole town as opposed to just a bar in the basement in the city. So that need for community that we look for. So Mandy already skipped ahead and talked about living in a small town, because that was my next question is whether or not you had ever lived in a small town. And Narelle actually did too. So Valerie, you hinted at it, but do you want to explicitly state for the record, do you still live in a small town, right?
I live out in the country on a farm, but the nearest community is a small town of about 6,000.
Okay, that was going to be my question, is number
of people, 6,000. And it serves an area of maybe 18 to 20,000 people that would consider that their shopping hub for groceries and basic necessities that you don't have to go to the city for, right?
Excellent. Mandy, how big is your town, people-wise? Do you know, population-wise?
I do not know.
Okay, fair enough. Five, you have a traffic light, though, so.
I am in a part with the traffic light, so.
Excellent.
I do have to drive an hour to any kind of city, and I do work there, so that's quite a haul every day.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in I call it a small town. It was about 18,000 people, so it's not tiny, but it was a small town, and we were 45 minutes from the closest mall, like shopping mall. And that wasn't the good one. If you needed a good mall, you had to go the full like hour and a half to Albuquerque. But I do think it's funny because even, you know, having grown up in a small town, I can see the appeal of the idealized small town, even though that wasn't necessarily our experience with the small town. So let's talk CCR in small towns. All right. What is your favorite small town series? Because they tend to be series, which is good because if you love this town, there's all these people that you need to fall in love with. Mandy, tell us your favorite small town.
Okay, I don't want to steal this one from you, but I love the Bloom Sister series by Tara Grace Erickson. I loved all of those books. The latest one that came out was Longing for Lily. Oh, my heart. I loved it so much. But every book in that series, I think, oh, this is my favorite. And then the next one comes out and I'm like, no, this one's my favorite. But it's a small town in Indiana. The Bloom Farm, it's a very small community farm. I love it. They have everything that makes the small town seem so wonderful. And it's kind of like everybody knows everybody kind of thing. And so I've really enjoyed reading those books this year.
They are fun.
They are. Valerie, what about you?
Oh, let's see. I've got a long list.
Pick one.
Pick one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh dear, where am I going to start?
Start with one.
Let's go with Hope Springs, Wisconsin. Anybody know who that's by? That would be Valerie Bodden.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Hope, of course, being a good name for a town.
Yes.
For having it in. What's in there? Well, I mean, it revolves around their church, the Hope Church, mm-hmm. which is great. And there's an antique store, and there's the typical restaurant that everybody goes to. And it's on Lake Michigan. So there's a beach and people go for walks on the beach. And some of these settings like crop up. Oh, and a farm stand. Can't have a good rural community without a farm stand. So, and these places pop up, and the people who own them or run them or pastor them, I guess in the case of the church, it's not owned by somebody, keep showing up in all the books. So that's one that I have really enjoyed.
I feel like in Wisconsin, it should be a cheese stand, not a farm stand.
Apples.
Is that?
Apples and cherries.
And I cheese. Believe. They need to have cheese.
You need to just send Valerie Bodden.
I'm going to have to tell Valerie. Maybe she listens and she can get a cheese stand going.
Maybe.
Clear an email. Where's the cheese?
Where's the cheese? It's Wisconsin. Narelle, what about you? What's your favorite small town or the first of many?
Oh, I don't know. I just can't pick a favorite in the sense of the favorite, but probably the one that I'll talk about first that I really enjoyed reading, probably because there are a lot of books set there, is Arcadia Valley, which is multi-author, including Valerie Comer and Elizabeth Madry. And I really enjoyed that series because there were a lot of books that came out. I think every 3 months a book came out. So
it was every month.
More free? Every month. That's right. Every author had a book out every 3 or 4 months. There was like books coming out all the time. So you're never going to run out of Arcadia Valley books to read when they were coming out. And I really enjoyed that series. And bakery books have always been a favorite of mine. So those Baxter Brothers with the bakery and Elizabeth books were great. I really enjoyed those. And I've always enjoyed Valerie's Farm Fresh series and the whole concept of organic and sustainable farming. That's always been something I've been very interested in, so I enjoyed her books that were set in Arcadia Valley as well.
It was a lot of fun to write those and to develop that community for 18 books.
You stole mine. That was my number one, was Arcadia Valley. That's okay, I have more too. So my next one on the list is Freedom Lake by Tony Shiloh. Has a series set in Freedom Lake. And I really enjoy Tony's books just in general, but I loved the sort of premise behind the development of the small town was that it was a place, I believe, see, now I'm going to get it wrong probably, but it was set up as a vacation resort for African Americans before integration was a thing. So it was, and you know, now the town has grown and developed, but I liked that little bit of history that she put into it. But I enjoyed Freedom Lake quite a bit. It was a toss up though, because her maple.
You're going for two small towns, and that's not fair.
Well, we're starting a second round. I'm just going first on the second round.
Okay, fine. Give us more, come on.
I'll scratch that off my list now.
Oh, sorry. I'll stop. You can have them.
It's not so. like I don't have more.
Okay. Maple Run.
Yeah.
It's Run, right? Yeah. Her Maple Run series is another fabulous little small town. She does good small towns.
Those all are centered around the Maple Pit restaurant.
Yes.
So those are fun because you just want to go there and eat all the maple stuff.
Yeah. That's all the maple food.
Made me hungry to read those books.
Yes. Mandy, did you have a second one?
I do. It's, actually it's two of Hannah Jo Abbott's series are set in the little town of Pine Haven. So she has
dropped that one off my list.
Really? I love those. I love Pine Haven because it is a fictional town set in Alabama where I live, but it is so close to home. Like, it just feels like my hometown, you know? So those have really, all of her books kind of interconnect in some ways, if you can like remember all of the characters. But so I'm reading her new series now that is not set in Pine Haven, but there are some characters that pop up that live in Pine Haven. So I'm just like, oh, I know them. Oh, look at that. There they are. How are they doing?
I love it when authors do that. Yeah, I love that. All right, Narelle, what's another one from you?
Well, I haven't finished the book yet. I've just literally started reading Mandy's book, Remembering the Cowboy. And so I don't recall reading books in Wyoming. That's not a setting that really comes to mind. Maybe I have, but it doesn't really stand out. So I like reading books in, is that Wyoming?
Yeah. No, it is. Okay, Montana.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking it's like Wyoming.
It's not Wyoming. They all blend in my brain. So they're all one big conglomerate over there.
Yes. And so this one, as I've literally only started reading it and had to put it down because I had to prepare for podcasts, but that was the only reason. I'm looking forward to getting back into it. So, and it's a second chance story. And I believe the hero, and I haven't quite got to the part to learn about this, not only is a cowboy on a ranch, but a firefighter. And that's a bit of a winning combination for me. So, Mandy, I'm really looking forward to getting back to this book.
I hope you enjoy it.
It's fabulous.
I'm sure I will.
It's fantastic.
Which was the title again?
Remembering the Cowboy. So it's book one in the series. So I like to start at the beginning. I'm not a big reading out of series order fan. I try to avoid that. So once I start, I tend to binge and keep going.
All right, Valerie, what's another one for you?
There's this little town in, I'm not really sure where. Is it Virginia? It's called Butler's End by Elizabeth Madry. That's where Peacock Hill is set.
Oh, I did name the town, didn't I?
You did name the town. I think for it, though.
They don't go down in the town very often.
This series is not just about Peacock Hill, the event destination and bed and breakfast and all that. There's a town, and they go to church in town, and they eat out in town, and the guys live in town and hang out with each other. And the best part of Beth's books always is the guy friends and how they hang out and their banter back and forth. I love this. We need to do an episode on guy friends sometime.
Yes.
Ooh, I would love that. I'll listen.
We know who's in. but there's the mechanics garage, and there's all kinds of things in little Butler's End that is not just Peacock Hill. So it ranks up there as one of my favorite small towns.
Cool.
In romance.
I would add Freedom Ridge, Colorado is a new small town on the block. And it is a ski resort. They had a Christmas series, multi-author, which is fun. This Christmas, and there are rumblings that round two is coming this next fall. So that's exciting. Cool. We get to go back to Freedom Ridge. So that'll be super fun. And I liked the fact that it is sort of a tourist town. And I think it's not that that's unheard of, but I liked that aspect of it because you do get a differentiation. Blood. Yeah, between the locals, and then you've got the folks who are just there, they think, for, you know, a weekend of skiing, and then they get snowed in or whatever. But I really enjoyed Freedom Ridge, all of those books, and I'm looking forward to round two coming up.
Me too.
But not until like October. So it's, don't get, you know, don't start getting impatient yet, but but they're coming. All right. We got time. We can do one more. One more round, and then but we are going to get to TVs and movies also. So you can either do one more book series, or you can do favorite TV/streaming/movie small town. All right, Mandy.
Oh, I'm starting?
Yeah, you're starting. Okay. We're just going in.
I don't know if this is considered small town, but do you remember the TV show Reba with Reba McEntire?
Yeah, yeah.
So small town that she ends up living next door to her ex-husband and his new wife.
Oh, that's
I loved that show. And it, you know, the kids and her you know, banter back and forth with her ex-husband and his new wife, who was just determined to be her friend. And she's like, go away. But I thought that that had the small town feel just because they were so close all the time.
Totally. Definitely. Definitely. Narelle?
So what was that one called? Reba, is it?
Reba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reba, I don't think that. Yeah, I don't think we got that in Australia. I'll go look for it. Yeah. I'm going to talk about. Yeah, I'll go search it up. The one that is probably the small town series that stands out to me that I'll go back and rewatch is The Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. Yes, I really enjoyed that. And that was, although I didn't get to watch it straight through because we kept having TV networks that would stop putting it on and airing it. So I remember watching that very disjointedly. But I did buy the box set of the DVDs many years ago. So I will go back and watch that. And I just enjoy the small town banter of that. It's just so much fun. The characters are really lovable. It's a really nice switch brain off, feel good show to watch. Yeah.
I lose my book nerd cred every time I say this, but I will still say it anyway. I have tried to watch that show like three times, four times. And I can't, I get like, I think finally I made it through the first episode one time. I don't know. I did not love it. So I'm glad that you do. And you're not alone. There are so many just like rabid Gilmore Girls fans out there. So, but if you're not a Gilmore Girls fan, just know you also are not alone. It is okay to not be a Gilmore Girl fan.
And if you're not, I'm reach out to you right now.
That's Beth. Right. Yay. High five.
TV or movies, you still are not alone, because I'll hang out with you.
So I think what it is about, I think just going back to Gilmore Girls, to defend Gilmore Girls, I think what it is that I really liked about Gilmore Girls is the banter, the really witty banter that was going on between the characters. And I think you either got that and you like that type of thing or you don't. So that's probably my feeling on that. And it was probably lighter rather than deeper as well.
I love banter. I guess I get hung up on the fact that the mother is a terrible mother and the daughter has to be the mother and like take care of the mother because she's totally parentified the daughter. And so the daughter, I don't know. I have issues with the whole psychological setup between the characters. I'm just like, y'all need therapy, not a TV show. That's basically where I am with them. Sorry.
My problem wasn't with the storyline. It was that they speak too fast, and I speak fast too. I'm not going to say, but I couldn't keep up. And I was like, my brain does not work this fast. You got to slow it down for me. I read slow and everything. So it was just too fast.
There was a lot. Yeah. Whereas I like the pace of it. Yeah. So that was something that didn't faze me when I was watching it. And for whatever reason, I could get the accent. So sometimes I find with accents, sometimes my ear will get it straight away. Other times it won't. And in that show, I found the accent very easy to follow.
Okay.
So.
All right, Valerie, what's another book series? Because I know you don't have a TV show.
Well, back to the original topic of this podcast. Would be Hope Spring Falls, or is it Hope Spring? New Hope Falls.
New Hope Falls. New Hope Falls
in the state of Washington, which is written by Kimberly Ray Jordan in her new series, which is about six books in right now. I don't know how long she's planning on taking this one. But it's got all the pieces that everybody goes to as well. Norma's restaurant and the bed and breakfast lodge that one of the families owns, and the dance studio that half the people seem to be members of.
Take lessons at,
and all this sort of thing. So it's definitely, with each story, there's a bit more kind of built up around some of these core places, and you get a bit bigger picture of the community. Mm-hmm. So, So back to stories.
And then we're leaving stories because now it's my turn. We're going back to TV. But
you should have let me go first on this round because you knew.
I did. I'm sorry.
You guys were going to hijack it.
So we've talked a lot about the Virgin River series. But what we haven't mentioned, which actually I like better, is Sweet Magnolias. which is on Netflix, and it's a little southern town, maybe Georgia. I don't know for sure what state, Mississippi maybe, because magnolias have to do with one of those states. I don't know. It's a little southern, it's southern town though. And I think it's fun because it does have all of, I lived in a couple small southern towns when my husband was in the Army, and it has those small town characters who live there in the South. You know, you've got the, they have a diner kind of place. They've got the busybody who knows everything about everybody and is desperate to tell someone else about it. They've got like the high school rivalries from like all the cheerleaders who have now grown up but are still sort of stuck in high school as cheerleaders, you know, that whole dynamic. So it's super fun. And I liked all of the main characters, and it too is based on a book series, like Virgin River is, I believe is correct, that is based on books. But I like Sweet Magnolias a little bit better because it was fun and lighter. It's not as dark and heavy.
It's so on my list to watch in Netflix.
You should. One. I think you would enjoy it.
Yes, I've heard wonderful things about it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
It's the time thing, right?
Caught me into it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's super fun. And it's light and cheerful as opposed to like Virgin River. Sometimes you end an episode and it feels sort of dark and heavy. Sweet Magnolia is cheerful even when it's been like an angsty episode. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I have like way more, but we're getting close to the end of our time. So we probably should wrap up with final thoughts on small town romance. Does anybody have a final thought that they're desperate to share? No?
I love them and I hope people keep writing them.
Okay.
I will keep reading
love them. Love them. Everybody's like, yes. Love them. Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't think they're going anywhere. I think, yeah. Everybody loves small town.
There's even so much variety that can be written into a small town, like you said, the old sleepy communities where everybody's known each other forever, right up to the touristy places where there's fresh blood every weekend.
Yeah. So I will say
a big scope for all kinds of stories.
So this week, as I was getting ready for this episode, I was polling my reader group, and I was asking my newsletter subscribers, what do you love about small towns? And so one answer really stuck out to me this week, and she said, I love the festivals. And I was like, I love the festivals. Let's go to the festivals together. So in the fall, we have lots of festivals, and they're all just mostly craft fairs. Sometimes they'll throw in something like a band or, you know, something else to revolve around, but they're mostly places where you can take a booth and sell things. Well, she was like, I love this festival that we have, and it was like the pancake festival or something in this town that she was close to. And I was like, well, we have the frog festival, and we have mule day, which is where on the second day of the festival they have a parade with mules and horses through the streets. And I was like, I've also been to the syrup sopping festival, which was really fun because there were sugar cane everywhere, and they were like, they had the horses that were like, you know, grinding everything, and I was like, this is where I want to be. So yes, I love going to the festivals. I was at the syrup sopping festival, and I called my mother, and she said, what are you doing today? And no, she called me. So what are you doing today? I'm at the syrup sopping festival in La Chipoca. And she said, where? And I said, it's next to the Saugahatchee Hunting Club. And she said, what? And I said, it's in Nullasaga. And she said, stop making up words. And I was like, I really am.
That's outstanding.
It's the writer in me. I'm sorry. I can't help words.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, we were definitely have to do more small towns because I know I have more on my list. I think you probably all have more on your lists because there are a ton of fantastic small town romances out there in CCR land. So for sure find one and read them because they're fun. Mandy, thank you for coming out again to hang out with us. Would you remind everyone where they can find your books? Best place to look.
All of my books are on Amazon and available on Kindle Unlimited. My website is mandyblakeauthor.com. And you can pretty much reach me anywhere you want to find me. My email is posted everywhere. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm very easy to reach out to.
Excellent. All right. Then thank you guys all for joining us at Story Chats. If you are watching on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe and hit the little notification bell so you never miss an episode. You can find all the information you need about Story Chats at inspiromance.com/storychats. And we hope you'll join us again next week. In the meantime, don't forget to fall in love with a good book. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye, folks.
Bye.